So I'm sitting in the press room with Patrick Lennart, who is Vice President of Product Development of Rogue Wave Software. And we were talking earlier with Patrick about the difficulty developers have in moving their applications to multi-core CPUs. What are some of the challenges involved in that, Patrick?
Yeah, Frank, it's in past years when the next generation of server hardware came out, developers really didn't have to worry too much. They put their applications on the new version and it ran faster. With multi-core, that's not really true anymore. A lot of applications aren't naturally going to scale a multi-core without some work. And so what we're doing is helping people move their existing applications to multi-core without having to rewrite them to be multi-threaded.
So what are the challenges with multi-core? Why is it that the applications just wouldn't naturally scale to the multiple cores?
Right. The reason is that in the past, the clock speeds always got faster. And now with multi-core, you have multiple, in effect, CPUs altogether, but the individual clock speeds of each are not faster because we're trying to control, the hardware vendors are controlling the power and the heat dissipation. And so the actual speed of each individual core is not faster than it used to be, but you have more horsepower in the hardware overall. So if you can take advantage of it, it's a very powerful thing.
So would I just have to write my application in a massively multi-threaded way and take advantage of multi-cores that way?
Yeah. The trick is for a lot of business applications, they have sequential processing, workflows, ordered message requirements, things that make it difficult for them to run multiple instances concurrently. And that's really where the challenge is in running in multi-core. It's what we call the multi-core dilemma. So in order to solve the multi-core dilemma, what you need to do is apply concurrency to these business applications. And in order to do that, we have an architecture that we call software pipelines. And so what software pipelines does is to take business applications, give them concurrency, but still maintaining the order that's required in the application.
So Java, in recent years, has introduced a lot of concurrency utilities and concurrency APIs. What's wrong with a developer just trying to write a more concurrent application himself or herself?
Right. Java has excellent tools for concurrency, and especially in Java 5 now, there's a lot of new stuff in there. What I think is important is that we want this to be as easy and manageable and predictable as possible. And I'd liken it to 30 years ago, the data model used to be embedded in application logic. That was very common. And then we figured out that it was a good idea to have a database that was outside of the application, and you separate the data model from the application logic. Likewise, it's good practice and good design to separate the concurrency model from the application. And so the more multi-threaded code you write, the more embedded your concurrency model is with the application. The downside to that is you lose a lot of flexibility. It's harder to test. It's introducing a lot of complexity into the environment. So the more you can have the concurrency model separate, the more flexibility you have, the more predictable it is, the easier it is to test and manage.
So are you saying in a sense that I should outsource concurrency to your application or to your infrastructure?
That would be one way of describing it. Yeah, and in effect, anytime if the concurrency model is separate, then it becomes configurable and much more manageable. And when you change it, you don't have to open up the application source code. That's really the key. I mean, the last thing you ever want to do is open up your application source code and have to change that when you want to make a change in your computing environment.
Thanks.